You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this, moving beyond need. Moving beyond need. Now, this is really an interesting topic because this is one that's been coming up recently with several of my clients, actually, and it's been a revelation on my part as well. And really identifying what does need mean and what does it mean to be need-based. So today's soul story comes from a couple different clients, and one in particular is a young lady who is going to be leaving her job. And she's been interviewing with different companies, and at the end of the interview, there's the question about salary requirement. And what's interesting, as I spoke to her about this, was that it was around what does she need to make every month to make ends meet. And it was a need-based conversation. And so I said to her, I was like, you know, have you ever thought about looking beyond need and actually saying, you know what? I'm not going to ask for what I need. I'm going to ask for what I desire. And I'm going to ask for what I'm worth. And I feel this job is worth. Because a lot of times what will happen is women will go into conversations like this and say if they're married and they don't really have a financial need, they will sell themselves short because the breadwinner of the family, whomever that is, whether it's the man or the woman, usually the conversation goes something like, I need to take care of my family, so this is what I require for my salary. But typically, it's around, I need to take care of my family. And no one has a problem with a breadwinner saying that, hey, I need to take care of my family. Oh, okay, well then that justifies what you're asking for this salary. But A, why do we have to justify anything? And B, what if your financial need isn't that great? You're still doing a valuable job, right? So why not ask for what you desire or for what you feel that job is worth? You know, if you're going to exchange your time or your, more importantly, your talents for a particular job, then why not set your fee at that? And you've heard me talk about this before because I'm all about not exchanging time for money. I really believe that when we're getting paid for something, we need to go beyond this whole need idea and really go into, hey, you know what? This is what I desire. This is what it's worth. And this is what I am going to exchange. I'm going to exchange this value, this creation, this creative idea, this product, this service for this amount of money, remaining in fair exchange. But oftentimes, that's not how the conversation goes. It goes, I'm going to set my hourly rate at this hourly rate. I'm going to exchange my time for money, and I'm going to base it on what I need. If that's you today, my dear, whether you're an employee or whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a stay-at-home mom and you've decided to go back into the workforce, whatever it is, bottom line is, it's not about your bottom line being based on need or no need. Your bottom line must be based on what you desire, what it is that you desire. How much do you desire to make? How much contribution are you making to a company or a client? And then you set your fees based on that. But believe it or not, this podcast today isn't necessarily about how do you set your fee or do you work as an employee for this amount of money. It's simply to get you thinking about this whole idea of need. I had another client that shared that she had gotten to a place in her life where she was feeling extremely overwhelmed, extremely vulnerable, and in a very sensitive place in her life. And she said in the past, you know, she would have just pushed past her feelings. She would have probably ignored her feelings. But this time she asked herself this very valuable question, a question that we've talked about many times. You know, when you speak to your own internal, your own deep, inner child, your little girl, and you say, what do you need, honey? Like, what do you need right now? In this moment of all these feelings that you're feeling, what is it that you need? So she talked about that. She said she, you know, asked herself this question, which I'm so proud of her. However, I posed the question back to her. Imagine if you could live your life and we could all live our lives in a place that goes beyond need. Because if we choose things only based on need, if we give ourselves only what we need, and we don't actually really go deeper and address what it is that is required, what is it that you desire in this moment right now, we will actually keep ourselves in a state of need. Because this state of need comes from this belief that I can ask only out of a place of need. Now, for me personally, I've had a revelation about this because a lot of times in different relationships I have, the people in my life know that if they need me, I'm there. But what about if they don't need, but they simply desire? I know that I'm here for myself, whatever I need, but am I fully here for myself, for my desires? Do you see the difference there? So I made that decision a few years ago where I said, you know what? It's one thing to know that God's there for me when I need. It's one thing to know that I'm there when I need, but I want to experience God. I want to experience my fullness and my full engagement where there is no need, but it's simply in the great, prosperous, abundant life. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying today, because this whole idea of need will keep us needy, because it comes from a belief, a mindset, that the only time we can reach out for help is when we're in need. The only time we can ask for anything is if we have a need. And if we don't have a need, then don't ask. But you know what? For you to actually create what you desire in your life, it is vital that not only you ask, but that you're willing to receive outside of any need. I sure hope this helps you today, because we've all been around needy people. Nobody likes to be around a needy person. Nobody wants to be a needy person. So why not care for our needs, and why not actually care for our desires and actually move beyond need? I know this has been a big revelation, not only for myself, but for my clients as well. And my young lady client that said, okay, yeah, I'm going to set my fee based on how much I desire to make. End of story. No apology, no permission. That's it. This is what my fee is. Because those who ask are those who receive. Not unlike those who seek are those who find. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Identify your biggest need right now. Write it down. And then identify an area where there's no need and it's abundant and it's amazing. Take a look at both of those areas and look at where you can move beyond need in the first one. And in the second one, how you can continue to grow, if that's your desire to do so, in that area where there is no need. Please take some time today and write this out and commit to setting a new mindset, a new heart set, a new belief on moving beyond need. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow, my dear. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.